Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There have been a lot of people in the past few days that have said, man, I need to talk to Jim. I have to wish Jim a very fine career and all that stuff. One person got in touch with us and said, you know, I've got to join that club. I do need to talk to Jim, as this is Jim's last show, and we welcome him in right now. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'll let him introduce himself. Good morning, sir.
Yes, thank you for having me. I have a question for Jim Colony. If you have an opportunity to have one last victory lap, and that opportunity would allow you to run around St. Vincent Fields, who would you do that with?
Man. I'd have to give it some thought.
I can think of about
50 people. Maybe there were three coaches that I were involved with there. I might have to say Bill Cowher.
Wow, yeah. You know what? This happens to be him. I want you to know that.
I didn't recognize the voice, Bill.
Well, you know what? I just want you to know, when I think about what's your most vivid memory of Jim Colony, I said, well, I said, I'll give you a hit for your radio, but you got to do a lap with me. And then you'd proceed to not just run with me, but just stay one step ahead of me, as if I was holding you back. So then you would sit there and sprint at the end on your balls of your feet, and I would be breathing very hard, and you'd continue then to go right into the next question. So I just want you to know that all those times you ran, did you really have to stay one step ahead of me?
Yeah, I had to set the pace. And then what I would do, I'd stay one step ahead for three or four times around the field, and then you kept on going for six or seven.
Congratulations, my friend. You've had quite a career there, and I've always enjoyed my time with you, and I want to wish you nothing but the best.
Bill, thank you. I got to tell this story, too, because I don't know if it was a training camp or not, but at one point we were talking, and all of a sudden you mentioned something that we had said on the radio, and this was while you were still coaching, and I'm like, wait a minute, I said, you actually listen to us? And you said, yeah, after we win.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's why, hey, after wins, I used to go back and watch Chris Berman and Tom Jackson. I'd watch all the SportsCenter stuff. Heck yeah, I mean, I wanted to watch our game again. I enjoyed the win. I learned later in life that sometimes you embrace the wins because sometimes you can take them for granted. Now, when we lost, I went to bed right away because I was going to be up probably around 5:30 in the morning and watching the tape. So I did enjoy the wins, and I did listen to you guys.
Let me ask you something.
When we won in Pittsburgh, I could get my gas during the day. When we lost, I got my gas at night, and I did not listen to you guys.
That's right. On your way in at 5:30, watch film. You're at 5:15, filling up at that BP station.
Let me ask you though something, Coach. Like whether it's Jim or Bouchette or somebody, or you know, some of the guys that covered those teams and that are still covering those teams. With the advent of the internet and so many outlets and so much stuff on now, do you think that coaches don't necessarily have that trust that maybe you had in a guy like Jim or a guy like Eddie or people like that? And we've kind of lost that in journalism and in coaching and things?
Well, to a degree. I mean, I think like the one thing we had in Pittsburgh, and I've always said it's a big little city, is when you guys said things and whatever you said, That was the story. That was the narrative. And sometimes it bothered me because it was your perception of it. I didn't have the same perception of it, and I was not very good about hiding my emotions. And so, you know, we would always have a little tiff every now and then. It wasn't me being mad at you. Probably a lot of times it was me being mad because you were right. And I'm like, okay, let me fix this thing. And so, But, you know, I think today there's so many different platforms are out there. It's almost like you need to really almost just numb yourself from it, have a good PR person. And I think as we're getting later in life, all I wanted to know is I don't want to know what people's opinions are. Just give me the quotes from the players or the coaches, what they're saying. That way I can address it. If it was taken out of context, I'll get that. But just give me what was actually said, because so many times things get so twisted in terms of people make these assumptions. And so it is a lot more today. But I think, again, I go back to the same thing. On the inside, the noise is not as great as the noise is on the outside.
Can you believe Ben Roethlisberger had to go and upstage Jim and steal his thunder?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, he did. I think his decision was made. He wanted to come out at least the day before Jim's last show. So I just, you know, I think again, you know, I think that was, you know, Jim, you know, Ben's just staying one step ahead of Jim, just like he was staying one step ahead of me.
Yeah.
Coach, we thank you so very much for taking some time today. We appreciate it. We're going to continue to celebrate Jim up until the top of the hour and go about our way. Thank you so very much, hey, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for having me on. Jim, all the best to you, my friend. I look forward to catching up with you in the offseason.
All right, we'll see you.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
There it is. There's a nice surprise call, by the way, Jim.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Now, how did that get started? That's a legendary story that you would run laps with Coach Cower at St. Vincent. How did it even start?
Okay, well, he came in. He's a little bit younger than I am, yet I was new here. My second year was his first as a Steelers coach. So we got to know one another. I worked for the flagship station, blah, blah, blah. I went away for a couple years. And then when I came back, it was 2000. and we have kids. Our kids are around the same age. And so, I don't know, it was when they used to have two-a-days. So after the morning practice, he did a little media thing, and then I just kind of hung around just to kind of, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm back and good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And then he's lacing up some sneakers, and all of a sudden he starts running.
Yes.
And then he goes, hey, you want to talk? He goes, you got to run. I'm like, okay. So I started running with him, and it's hard to talk and run when you're not in very good shape, as I was not at the time. But I kind of liked it after I ran like three laps around St. Vincent, which is actually, that's a decent when you go around the perimeter of those three fields.
Yeah,
that's about a third of a mile maybe.
So three would be a mile there, Jim.
Something along those lines.
Yes,
but I think it's more than a third of a mile. But anyway, I liked it, and so the next day I came and I made sure I had some better shoes for running, and I was dressed to run in gym shorts, and so that became kind of our little thing for a few years. And then the morning practices went away, and so did those things. But that's an example of just talking about stuff that has nothing to do with the issue at hand in terms of covering an athlete or a coach. And you end up developing a little bit of a rapport, which comes in handy every now and again.
Least favorite coach you've ever covered in this city. And
This city?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
here we go.
No, it wasn't. I mean, Yvonne Hlinka.
there we go. Here
and he
we
wasn't
go.
Like my least favorite. The funny part about Hlinka, and again, this is when I came back to Pittsburgh, and I worked in the evenings, and then I would go down. I would get there at the end, basically at the end of the first period, mm-hmm. at the Igloo, and I'd park and I'd you know, go through the entrance. And
anybody smoking cigarettes right there by that little hut?
Yvonne Hlinka is out there chain smoking outside of the entrance. You know that little
where
tunnel.
There's a little hut right there.
Right. And so I would see him just every day. So it wasn't, you know, that's not like the least favorite. You know, I'm trying to think of who I, you know, who I missed, you know, who was here, who wasn't, you know, I mean, John Russell was tough just because there wasn't anything there. And the teams were awful. And, you know, I've only covered three Steelers coaches.
Yeah. I mean,
right. Noel his last year. And really for the better part of when I've been here was two guys. It was Cowher and Tomlin.
Jim, everybody's only covered three Steelers coaches.
That's true. I mean,
there's nobody around anymore.
Anybody who's covered four?
I don't think so.
No,
because that would have been back in 1969. Yeah, maybe Ron, when he was writing for the 5th-grade Gazette in Blackhawk, that he would have been covering them then. But, I don't know. I mean, most everybody's a pretty good person.
That's the line so far. I've only covered three Steelers coaches. Well, who the hell has it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I kind of forgot about the other
one. Yeah,
but I don't remember ever having like big run-ins or anything like that. There were just some guys were tougher to cover than others, and those are the reasons why.
Good stuff. Jim's gonna have an update for us before we get out of here. We continue to chat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.